You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete. The Bible is all we need to equip us for a life of faith and service. Discover more about this truth in week 6 of our series, Worldview.
Alright, good afternoon, 3 p.m. service. If you're new here, you've just been invited, you're wondering what this series is all about. This series is all about being reminded and understanding that when it comes to our worldview, our perspective, our point of view of life and how we relate to the world, it should be shaped by the Word of God or the Bible. That is to say, we need to have a biblical perspective on life. In the past couple of weeks, we've talked about the different aspects of the Bible. For example, last week, we've talked about the inerrancy of Scripture. That the Bible is free from error. How many of you here, you sit next to someone that's free from error? A few weeks ago naman, we talked about the Bible having the authority to speak into our lives because it's divinely inspired by God. Now, yes, it was written by people, but the author behind the author, the one who made it all possible, is God. Every scripture, every word in the Bible is divinely inspired by God. That's why it has the authority to speak into our lives. More weeks before that, we talked about the benefits as well of reading the Bible. Now, if you were to compare the Bible to food, whenever you read the Bible, it's like taking spiritual food. Of course, every time you take food, there are certain benefits when you take food. So when you read God's word for our spiritual food, there's also a lot of benefits there. Now, speaking about food, since I illustrate a lot about food when it comes to the Bible, anyone here, you're fond of eating chicken barbecue? Mga inasal, inato. Anyone here, you're fond of eating that? A lot of us love to eat chicken. I just found this, two establishments selling chicken. Pretty interesting ang mga slogan kasi nila eh. Pretty Chooks and Real. There's one that says, masarap kahit walang sauce. Well, the other one says, mas masarap pag may sauce. So, medyo interesting, no? There's this creative spin in their tagline. Maybe you were buying one time, ganang kapalug chicken, asabay sakto na nila. Mas masarap ba kung walay sauce or mas masarap ba pag naay sauce? Now, kidding aside, if you're wondering why I'm sharing all of these things, kung sa manok, we're thinking, mas masarap ba naay sauce or wala, it got me thinking as well. Now, when it comes to the Word of God naman, if we were to liken the Word of God to food, whenever we read the Word of God and how we view God's Word, do we think na it's enough as it is, na parang masarap na siya kahit walang sauce? Or do we think na mas masarap ang Word ni God pag may sauce? Do we feel like there's something missing in the Word of God? Perhaps for some of us here today, we're thinking, all right, Tom, I know last week we talked about it's free from error. All right, it has the authority to speak into my life. It has benefits. All right, there's a lot I can get from the Word of God. But is it enough? When we read the Word of God, is everything there enough na as if masarap kahit walang sauce? Or is there something missing whenever we read the Word of God? Ah, kulang ba na siya to? Is there like a Bible point two? There's a companion piece for the Bible, but there's something we need to add on when reading the Word of God for our spiritual needs. And that's what we're going to answer today. Is the Bible sufficient? Is it enough for our spiritual needs? Or is there something missing to it but we need to put in there? That is why our installment for today, talking about the Bible, is the sufficiency of Scripture. That has hit me for a while. Sufficiency. We're going to talk about, is the Bible enough or not? And why is it enough? What does it mean if we say it is sufficient for our needs? Let me just read to you 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 to 17. So if your Bibles with you, kindly turn them to these pages lang. It says there, but as for you, continue in what you have learned, and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it. Verse 15, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. This is a bit of a background of the verses we read a while ago that was a letter from Paul written to Timothy. Timothy at this time was a young pastor in a church. He was a young pastor. And those verses we read a while ago, Paul was challenging and admonishing Timothy to pretty much step up. And 2 Timothy kasi is like one of the last letters Paul wrote to people, especially kan Timothy. At this time, si Paul, he's about to be killed na. So think of it as the last few things na giingon ni Paul kang Timothy. And he says there, he talks about the importance of the Word of God. A bit of intro kang Timothy as well. Si Timothy, he was a half-Jew, a half-Greek person. His father was Greek, his mother was Jewish. Ang mother's side niya Jewish. He was raised by his grandmother and his mother. his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. And the interesting about them is that Paul honors these two women for raising up Timothy in the ways of the law or the book of the law. Meaning his grandmother and his mother had a big impact in his life because his mother and his grandmother introduced to him the book of the law or God's word at an early age. In fact, in their culture or in their time, Jewish people, they would claim na grabe ang pagka-ingrain sa word ni God, sa Bible, or the book of the law, as they call it that time, sa mga children nila. Na as young as kanang bago pang giborn, nag-milk pa ang baby, they would introduce God's word na. Can you imagine that? Let's say baby pa si Timothy that time, na pa siya bibiro and all that, and yung mama niya, okay, Timothy, this is the book of the law. Let's read the Bible and all that. Gin-introduce na siya slowly. In fact, some Jewish people would claim na it's so ingrained sa hearts of children nila ang word ni God na mas possible pa nga malimtan sa anak nila ang own names nila compared sa word ni God. Imagine, let's say magka-amnesia ang anak nila. Kasi pangalan mo, I don't know, I forgot who I am. What's it, John 3:16? For God so loved the world. Kaya nila memorize na mas possible pa daw for them to forget their own names compared to God's word. That's how ingrained it was in their hearts. It gives a picture how important the book of the law or God's word was in their life. And the same way for us, whenever we talk about a life of faith and service, we need to understand that the Bible is all we need to be equipped for it. The Bible is all that we need to equip us for a life of faith and service. Dr. Wayne Grudem, a renowned theologian, commented on sufficiency. He said, "The sufficiency of Scripture means that Scripture contained all the words of God He intended His people to have at each stage of redemptive history, and that it now contains everything we need God to tell us for salvation, for trusting Him perfectly, and for obeying Him perfectly." In other words, if you want a short answer, is the Bible enough? Is the Bible sufficient for the things that we need in our spiritual needs? The answer is yes. The Bible is sufficient. Let's see it for a while. The Bible is sufficient. The Bible is sufficient. In fact, if you look at in old church history, there was this rallying cry among Protestant reformers advocating the importance of the authority, the sufficiency of Scripture. And it is this phrase right here, the phrase sola scriptura. Sola scriptura, which roughly translates to Scripture alone or writings alone. And the story behind this was in church history, there was a time na some people elevated traditions, na they made traditions, certain human traditions, more superior to Scripture. Now, even if it's not written in God's Word, it's not written in the Bible, they made it more important, more sacred, more holy compared to whatever was written in God's Word. Even though it was founded on human thinking or gigama sa tao, human traditions. And you know, for a lot of people, red flag though, this is something wrong. So they were advocating that Scripture alone has the authority to speak into our life about the spiritual things in nature, or it is sufficient enough for a life of faith and service. Sola scriptura. Now, talking about sufficiency as well. Now, let's qualify na lang. What does it mean to say nga sufficient ang Bible? Alright? Yeah, we got it na sufficient ang Bible. But what does it mean nga sufficient ang Bible? The Westminster Shorter Catechism gives us this idea of the sufficiency of the Bible. It says here, "The Scriptures principally teach what man is to believe concerning God and what duty God requires of man." When we talk about the sufficiency of Scripture, it talks about those things. Who God is, what we need to learn about God, who man is, and his relation to God, and what is required of him. In other words, when we talk about the sufficiency of Scripture, it doesn't mean that you treat it like Google. Now, if you're here today and you're thinking, ningon sa church niya, sufficient ang Scripture for everything that we need. Kailangan ko magluto ng adobo. Na may recipe adobo sa Scripture karon sa Genesis? Wala yun, ana. If you wanna learn something about a math problem, ay na Book of Numbers sa Bible. Basta na something about calculus dito. Basta na something dito about physics, about something. It doesn't mean that every single topic out there is in the Bible, na para siyang Google or the internet. If you wanna know, like, nabay something for singing, for driving, for learning specific set of skills, the Bible is not for that. But the Bible is sufficient for a specific purpose. It doesn't mean that you can just use the Bible for anything not related to it, but it is sufficient for a specific purpose. And that is what we just read there. It is sufficient for knowing who God is, man's relation to God, and what is required of man. In other words, Scriptures are sufficient for a specific task. They reveal who God is, who man in relation to Him, and how the relation is to be articulated. Just to clarify that about sufficiency, Now let's expound a bit. What does it mean about sufficiency? When we talk about things that we need to learn about God, about who man is to God, what does it mean naman to expound more about sufficiency of Scripture? And I'm going to share three simple things about the sufficiency of Scripture today. Firstly, the Scripture is sufficient for salvation. Sufficient for salvation. What do I mean by this? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 says, "You have been acquainted with the sacred writings, Scripture, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." Now, when I say Scripture is sufficient for salvation, I don't mean that the mere reading of Scripture gets you saved. It doesn't mean that your Bible reading is the reason why you get saved and forgiven of your sins. It doesn't mean that when you read the Scripture, Genesis chapter 1, "Ah, yes, Lord, nasaved na ko. Okay na ko." It doesn't mean that. But it does mean that when you read Scriptures, Scriptures are important. They are sufficient for salvation because without Scriptures, we wouldn't know of salvation in the first place. They are sufficient for salvation because it points to salvation. As it says here, they make us wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. They are sufficient for salvation when we read them with faith because we are saved by grace through faith. There are many people throughout history who have read the Scriptures but they don't have faith. It doesn't mean na nasaved din sila. That's why Jesus criticized some Jews and some Pharisees. They searched through the Scriptures, they've read through it, they memorized it, and yet, because they didn't read it with faith, with eyes of faith, they didn't understand it, they didn't get saved. They weren't saved. But when we read the Scriptures and it points to salvation, it points to Jesus, that's what it means to say it is sufficient for salvation. That is why when you do your victory groups, when you do your one-to-ones, when you're trying to reach out someone, when you want to preach the gospel to someone, diba? More often than that, but you're using Scripture for that. I bet for all of us here today, when we surrendered our lives to Jesus, we got saved, we heard the gospel, it was because someone was preaching Scripture to us. Am I right? Someone was reading Scripture to us, whether that be through our one-to-ones, diba? Someone read that booklet for you, read those Scriptures, Romans 3.23 or Romans 6.23, John 3.16. People read Scriptures for you to understand, to comprehend what it means to be saved, for you to understand what Jesus did for you. That's why the Scriptures is sufficient for that. To expand a bit more, it was through the Scriptures that you gain wisdom what is right and what is wrong. It was through the Scriptures that gave you understanding why are you saved. If someone were to ask you, "Nga naman," then the best way to do so is to read through the Scriptures and find the reason why. "Nga naman, ah, this is why pala." When we read through the Scriptures, it was through the Scriptures that you learned what Jesus did for you on the cross. Without Scriptures, we wouldn't know what Jesus did for us. With Scriptures, we have a clear description, definition, what He did for us. It was through the Scriptures that our faith and trust to God has grown as well. That's why the Scriptures are important. Acts 4 verse 12 says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." It is found in Jesus. And Scriptures points to that truth, and that is Jesus. That's why Scripture is sufficient for salvation. Let me submit for a while. Sufficient for salvation. Next one. Scripture is sufficient for instruction. Instruction, what do you mean by that? Anyone here, you've seen kind of mga confusing na signs? For example, this one. Medyo libog siya. Right lane must be left. I don't know what that means. Okay? Or please try to walk without walking. I don't know how to do that. There are some confusing, weird signs and instructions out there. Maybe you've experienced that. But Scripture is sufficient, adequate, and perfect for instructions. What do we mean by instruction? In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says there, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness." In other words, as we talk about these things, we mean that we must grow in Scripture so that we can grow also in faith. Scripture is important because they don't just tell us what we need to learn about salvation, but it also teaches us, gives us instruction how to live our lives, the way God wants us to live our lives. If you're wondering, "Lord, how do I live my life that honors and pleases you?" then we have instructions right here in Scriptures. That is clear. And it says there, all Scripture, it doesn't mean some Scripture. All Scripture from Genesis to Revelation is profitable. Is effective. It's important For all those things I'm going to expound later, for instruction. So all of it, not some of it. Scripture is not like going to an eat-all-you-can buffet. Nga pilihan rin nimo. Sa ganahan nimo. Adi ko ganahan ni. Gano'n ko ni kay rare steak. Kanay pansit. Ayaw ngay. Bisa kasa tamak og pansit. Scripture, you take everything. All of it. It's like eating boneless lechon. Wala may bones. So tanan kanon nimo. That's what it means when you read through scripture. All of it is important. It's beneficial. And what do you mean by instruction to expound more? For example, teaching. Teaching comes from the Greek word didaskalia, which means instruction, function, or information, doctrine and learning and teaching. You want to know more about God? You want to grow in your understanding of the doctrines about God? You want to grow in your knowledge and wisdom about the things of God? Scripture is needed for that. We have discipleship classes here in Victory. Maybe some of you, you've gone through that. Our foundations class, our leadership 113 class, and all those other classes we've had. The basis, Anna, is scripture. Scripture is important for teaching. Next one, reproof. Reproof comes from the Greek word eleksis, which means refutation of heretic teaching. If someone were to come here on stage and start preaching something that's far off from what God originally wanted, if sayup ang giingon niya, for us to know if heretic or sayup ang giteach sa tao, you need to look no further than the Bible. The Bible is our standard. In other words, if you were to hear someone speak about something about Christianity and you're unsure, is it true? Sakto ba nang giingon niya about Christianity? Niyon siya nga si David, may pako daw, makalupa na ba si David? Oh, this is what happened before, si Peter, nagsakay sa UFO sa una, joke look lang. You wanna know, you're unsure. The best way is to cross-reference and look what the Bible has to say so that people will be corrected if they say something that's not right. Another one naman is correction. All of us here today, we make mistakes. The one guarantee in life that we have is that we will all make mistakes. Whenever you're gonna correct someone, if someone makes a mistake, then the best way is to use scripture as well. If you feel like this person did something wrong, scripture gives us a basis for it as well. Bro, I think this is wrong. The scripture tells us, bro, this so and this that. Scripture helps us to correct people, to correct, to restore them. Not to destroy them naman, but to restore them, to bring them back to the right way. And of course, lastly, another thing is training. Training, the whole training and education of children, which relates to cultivation of mind and morals, instruction which aims at increasing virtue. So scripture is profitable, beneficial for training. That's why sila Timothy, in their culture, young as they were trained at an earlier age to read the scriptures, to hear God's word, because it was important for them. Scripture was sufficient for that. For all of us here today, the scriptures are sufficient to instruct, teach, and train us. If we are here today, we want to know how to live godly lives. The scripture is sufficient for that. What this means for us is that even if we don't read some other Christian books, and I know there's a lot of Christian books out there, textbooks, that helps us, inspires us, encourages us. But even if wala na sila, let's say you were going to take away all of those things, the Bible is still sufficient enough for all of your spiritual needs when it comes to learning about things of God. In fact, all those other Christian books, they are inspired from the Bible. Ang basis paana is the writers read through the Bible, they got something, they got insights, and they started writing books about it. So ang source gyapon ana is scripture. Scripture pa rin. That's why the scripture is sufficient to instruct, teach, and train us. Next one. Scripture is sufficient for demonstration. There's a bit for a while. Sufficient for demonstration. What do we mean by this? In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17, says there that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Equipped for every good work. The purpose of all this instruction is that man or woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. What it means is that the purpose for receiving all this instruction from God, the purpose of understanding salvation, receiving instruction how to live a godly, holy life, the purpose for all those things is God has a purpose for us to live our lives. He didn't just save us for the sake of saving us. But there's a reason God saved us. He has a purpose, a plan for us. That's why He saved us. Many of us are familiar with Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It says here, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Look at your seatmate for a while. How many of you would agree that your seatmate is a workmanship of God? Masterpiece in tupad ninyo. The Bible says we are all God's workmanship or masterpiece. And here's the thing with this masterpiece. We have been saved by God and God prepared beforehand good works for us to do. That is to say, the point of the Bible as well is that it equips us. it prepares us. Imagine a soldier. Soldiers, before they are deployed out there in the battlefield, they are trained, they are equipped, they are made ready, they're given the right armament and all the things that they need for them to be ready and effective in the mission that they're assigned. Now, the same thing with us, church. God has a mission for each and every one of us. He has called us to do great things, whether that be in your workplace, your campuses. God has a purpose and a plan of destiny for you. And for you to be equipped, to be fully ready for that, He's given His word for you. The Bible is sufficient for demonstration. The Bible is sufficient for us to be equipped, to be thoroughly equipped. Let's sit with it for a while. Thoroughly equipped. We mean to be complete and equipped so that we may accomplish the mission He has set for us to do. For us to accomplish the great destiny God has set for us. It is all in Scripture. That's why Scripture is important. For all of you here today, you're thinking, Lord, what plans do you have for me? Lord, I want to do something great with my life. Lord, what are your great purposes for me? Reading the Word enables us to successfully accomplish those things. Because apart from God's Word, we can't do anything. Church, that's why the Bible is sufficient for our spiritual needs. It's sufficient for us to grow in salvation. It's sufficient for instruction in living our lives. And of course, it's sufficient for demonstration. It's sufficient for us to be fully equipped in accomplishing what God has for us. A couple of things before I'm about to end. John 20, verse 30 to 31 says, "No, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book." But in verse 31, it says there, "But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name." I want to conclude that all of Scripture, at the end of it, it all points to Jesus. If everything that we need in life is in Jesus, if you want to know how does it work, how do we live our lives knowing that Christ is enough for me, then the answer to that is to read through Scriptures. The sufficiency of Christ is the sufficiency of the Scriptures, church. Because Scriptures point to Jesus. As we read here, it says here that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. The purpose of writing this Bible is for us to get to know Jesus. That's why the Scriptures are sufficient, church. Charles Spurgeon once said, "There is no text in the whole book which was intended to create doubt. Doubt is a seed self-sown or sown by the devil, and it usually springs up with more than sufficient abundance without our care." My point is, there's nothing in the Scriptures that is not supposed to be there, that's going to cause us doubt, or that's not enough, or kulang pa napay kulang ibutang diyan. No, Scriptures are sufficient enough. I want to end with the sufficiency of Christ is the sufficiency of the Scriptures. All that we need, church, is in the Scriptures. It is complete from A to Z. Parang sentrum lang ang Scriptures. We can rest assured that yes, because it is free from error, because it is divinely inspired, it is also sufficient. That we don't need to think na, man, I'm missing out something, wala pa na ako na read. No, all that you need to read on when it comes to God is in the Scriptures. What He wants for you to understand and read, it's in there in the Scriptures. So we may be encouraged all the more to read through the Scriptures because they are sufficient for the things that we need in our spiritual needs.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.